Chicago, it's no mystery that Chevy is your best bet for the unpredictable spring ahead. The snow and ice may be gone, but the spring plot thickens at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the true MO of SUVs. If you're thinking about taking all the twists and turns in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to see which one you can identify. And don't worry, they can't see you behind the glass. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to solve the case like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate your nearest Chevy dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Doing this past 4 p.m. We will be starting late tomorrow because St. Louis University beat Davidson today. So the game's at 1. We'll go on about 3:30 like we did today. A couple of guests in studio. If you are watching us on television, you can see them. It's Kelly Lamb and Gordon Montgomery. They're the owners of City Lifestyle Magazine. Really great publications. And they are kind enough that they're going to feature me coming up in an issue soon. And I love Kelly. Kelly and I go all the way back, but I'm all about Gordon today.
Oh, God.
Here we go.
So you found out he's a musician.
Yeah. Well, not just a musician, but it's he played bromance. In friggin' Nichols at stages.
People right now are going, who?
We've got a bromance going on.
Everyone my age, 90% of the stupid things I've done in my life, I did at stages.
I think most
it was Nickel Beer Night on Wednesday night, so for
really
$1.50, you could get a good buzz on.
Yes. I was a poor law student. I would just grab quarters and go get wasted for the whole night.
And you could get in even if you weren't 21.
Yeah.
You sent them
must
ID.
Must be this tall to get into stages.
Yeah. If you were 21, you were pretty old there.
It doesn't matter what you look like, your ID worked.
Yeah, that was a great band.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah,
we had some great musicians. Chuck Dalba went on to play with Lita Ford. He was the drummer for Lita Ford during the whole Bon Jovi tour that's now on his documentary. That was when Charlie was with Lita Ford, so it was fun to see him relive all that on the show.
And you had hair down to your shoulders. How long was your hair back in the day?
It was long.
Was it long?
It was like the Crypt Keeper. I never had much hair. But what I had, I wanted to grow it out as long as I could.
There you go.
So it got to a certain point, I looked like I was 80. So I just
We think it was the Aquanet that might have removed it.
Oh, man. Major Aquanet.
Lots of
back
Aquanet.
Then. Extra hold.
Isn't it great, though, that we got to live that?
Oh,
my gosh, the best time ever.
Best time
ever. We could
ever.
Go on all day about how much better music was back then.
Everything was. Everything. I mean, we wouldn't be streaming right now back then, but it was a better time.
Yeah, no, I'm convinced. And I know that, like, my friend Kevin Wheeler over here, his big thing is every generation thinks that they're the best. But I'm convinced that if you took the kids today and let them live a month of the 80s, they'd be like, oh, I don't want to go back.
They would die of fear.
that is an interesting point.
They'd never leave the house. They'd be like, oh, my God, people are fighting.
You're not wrong.
Yeah. People are mean. What the hell?
Punch to the nose. No one did anything about
it. That's what made us tough. That's why we survived today. Yeah.
I love the videos, and the kids are growing up, and they're flying over big, huge things, and you know, you broke your arm. Come on, just we'll go to the doctor.
Yep.
Yeah, our parents used to legit set up lawn chairs and watch us ride our bikes behind the mosquito fogger.
Oh, my, I know.
They're like, what's this guy doing? Yeah.
What were they thinking?
Yeah, they're just got their Falstaff and they're drunk and they're like, yeah, look at
watch
that.
Watch him. Let's see which one runs into the back of the truck yeah. when he stops.
Yeah.
Or if you could grab onto it yeah. and hang on to it, it was even better.
Well, tell us about the publications first, because I know yeah. you have an event going on we want to talk
We'd
about.
We'd love to. So, of course, as you mentioned, they're a luxury lifestyle magazine. We have Clayton, Chesterfield, and St. Charles County. They're mailed directly to the homes, over 45,000 of them, plus 3,000 businesses. And every month, it's a new issue, which, of course, June is our men's issue, and that's where your pretty face is going to be in nice. There and let everybody know all about you and tell your story. Mm-hmm. And so we, you know, wanted to put on, we put on a few events a year, but this year we decided we wanted to do something where it gave back 100%, and I love the Make-A-Wish Foundation, and they are so behind on wishes right now because of course, the C word, as we call it. I don't even want to say that word anymore, but they got really behind on wishes, so we knew that, and we got together, and gosh, Gordon has put on more karaoke shows than you would like to count.
I used to have a production karaoke DJ company, so I've done it for 30 years.
Yeah, so we will want to know your go-to karaoke song, but yeah, so with that, we decided to put on a big event. It's going to be at the Marquee. Have you seen the big white tent that's out in Newtown?
No, I have not.
It's recently been renovated and opened by Tom and Lindsay. It's beautiful. They are actually donating the tent, which is amazing. We've got tables all set up. We're going to have a stage set up. And you're going to be able to go there, karaoke, and put
got
your song on while
wine
sing
pools.
In the shower, right?
Yep. Yeah. The wine pools and some things to give away.
Yeah, to be able to raise money, you know, at the event. So we only have, if we have one table left, but we have lots of tickets because the tent holds up to 300 people. So there's lots of room. So I think we have a good 75 tickets left that we really want to get sold, fill it up, and be able to raise that money that we need for Make-A-Wish.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah,
that's
over 400 wishes there behind. That's a lot.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I've done some stuff with Make-A-Wish, but not that much, so I don't really know how it works.
If you meet the kids and you ever experience it, you'll never want to do anything else. I did, which I could only do one. I love to raise money for them, but I did a wish one time for a 9-year-old little girl who had a brain tumor. And if you could imagine, at that time, my daughter was around that same age. So I'm in the hospital room, and the only way that she could let me know what her wish was by wiggling her toe. That was a yes or no, and she wanted a pony. So I went home. It took me 2 weeks to recover, I should say, from watching that little girl and the strength that she had and her wish and her hope. And that's what it is. That hope gives these kids something to look forward to, helps them recover, helps them feel better. You know, it's not all about that every child is going to pass away. It's a critical ill yeah. condition. So we hope with these wishes can help them have hope to want to recover.
It's, we're even in this 24/7 TikTok society, we're so protected from so many things. Mm-hmm. And unless you have had a sick child, which right. I have not, thank God, you don't really understand how often that happens.
Yeah.
And I recently had a real come to Jesus moment that the last few months I've been volunteering for this organization called No One Dies Alone. It's a hospice at Bethesda where we literally sit vigil with people overnight when their family can't be there, when they're within a couple days of dying.
That's deep. Oh my gosh. And
I thought that was deep. Then I found out that I have colleagues who do pediatric hospice.
Oh gosh.
Which those two words like just shouldn't be in the same
sense. No, exactly.
And I hadn't really thought through it, but yes, it happens every day.
Wow.
And there are these people out there stronger than me that do what I do with grown-ups, with kids.
My hair is sticking straight up because that's quite a commitment to be able to do that. It's one thing, you know, having your family, but going through with someone holding their hand and being there for somebody that is passed. I mean, that's incredible.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that was out there. So
yeah, I didn't know until my mom passed away last July and they sat with her. And that's how I found out about it. But yeah, you can do the same thing for PEDS cases.
Wow.
Which is probably the toughest thing I can imagine.
I can't imagine. And I luckily didn't have a sick child as well. So it is hard to imagine because it's not just the child. It's also the family.
Yeah.
So when they're doing these wishes, the family is involved with them as well. You know, they don't leave them out. The kid, they have brothers and sisters that spend hours in hotels. So we're really excited. So Karaoke for Wishes, we do want to say thank you because you know how it is when you do a charity event. It's those businesses that come on strong and sponsor. So Snooze Mattress Company, Mike Bowie, Valley, who's open in Chesterfield, has sponsored Oak Street Inn and Lounge. If you haven't been out in Cottleville to the new speakeasy, which they call the root of the Oak Street Inn, which that's new. It's an incredible place to go and have a cocktail or get a bite to
really
eat.
Cool.
We just had our social hour there for our magazines. And so they came on as a sponsor. And then, of course, our magazines are a sponsor as well. And we really appreciate their support in allowing us to help put this event on and raise more money for Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Yeah.
So it's Thursday, March 20th, 7 p.m. The doors will open. I'm sure there'll be some extra tickets if you want to join us. It's inside the marquee, which is the big white tent inside of the Newtown. And if you haven't been to Newtown in a while, that's, I call it Hallmark Village. If you kiss anyone in Newtown, it will start snowing in midsummer. Just like the shows, right?
That's right.
So tell us more about the publications. Like what's it like to put one of these out?
Is my hair in place?
It's me leaving at 7 a.m. in the morning when Kelly's still in her pajamas at her desk and coming back at 5 and she's still in her pajamas at her desk working at her desk.
Yeah,
that's what it's like.
It
and going out and meeting great people, though. It's what's great about it is we get to meet so many cool people.
Yeah.
You know, and you see that with what you do, you know.
Absolutely.
But it's just getting to meet all the great businesses and people.
Yeah. I say it's a blend of storytelling because that's what we do. We tell stories. We meet great people like yourself and we're able to share those stories all over, you know, sometimes it's in other states. We went all the way to Punta Cana, which was pretty amazing, to the new Secrets Hotel, got to stay there and do a story on this new place. So if we get to do something like that, that makes our job
we'll take more of those travel
better.
Agents.
Yeah. But most of the time I'm in my office or meeting people. And that's what we do. We go out there and we help open the doors and tell stories of people's businesses, places or things so we can elevate their brand.
Nice.
And every month it's a new issue, a new theme. May is our women's issue, which we're already finishing up. That'll be done this month. And then our June issue, which we're looking forward to sharing your story. And then we go on from there every single month with a new issue. And it's, again, it's mailed directly to the homes. You can go to citylifestyle.com and, you know, you can pick a city wherever you'd want. We're all over the United States and we happen to own Chesterfield, Clayton, and St. Charles. So you can get stories from all over the United States throughout City Lifestyle. And then, I don't know, did I miss anything great about it? Our advertisers are the lifeblood. So we want to say thank you for all of those that believe in the magazine and advertise in there because they're the reason we get to tell these great stories.
Brian McKenna says, Kelly and Gordon are wonderful. Gordon can really sing.
He can. And thank you, Brian. He's awesome. Yeah. And doing so well, too. We love following Brian. And he and his mom, I love watching those two together, too.
Yeah. I don't know where Brian is right now, but I know with 100% accuracy, he has no shirt on. So.
I don't know if that should frighten us or make us excited. Yeah, Which should it be?
Yeah. It should be both simultaneously.
You know, he makes it look good, though.
He does. Yeah. If I look like Brian shirtless,
no
I would be shirtless.
Yeah, he pulls it off. I got your back, Brian.
I guess I'd run around in a bikini
too if I could.
You can see it.
Well, thank you guys.
Oh, thank
good
you
to see you
so
again,
much.
Callie. Nice to meet you, Gordon.
Yes,
thanks for all
nice.
The memories at stages.
Oh, you're welcome.
I appreciate it.
Those we can remember.
Yeah.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX 422. You can stream us on Facebook and YouTube. Melissa Owen says, where do I find you on the radio? Interesting question, Melissa, because we just announced a few days ago that on March 24th, KMOX will become 104.1 FM KMOX. We've never had a real FM signal. 98.7 is fine, but it's a city signal. It just kind of covers like along the 40 corridor. It was fine for me and my Jeep on my drive-in, but if you get too far out of town, 98.7 squirrels a little bit. 104.1 is a market-wide signal, so it's a true FM, and you'll be able to hear it from Festus to Litchfield, and it's going to be really great for KMOX and our advertisers and Cardinals baseball. That happens Monday, March 24th. So we will be up and running on the FM signal for opening day. Until then, we're on 1120 AM, where we always have been and always will be. 102.5 KZK HD, if you know how to work an HD thing. I don't. Or on the Odyssey app, which you can just download to your phone and play it in your car, play it at home. It sounds perfect. So there you go. And a couple things I wanted to throw out there. Oh, I'm a lot of things, but I'm not a joke stealer. You guys know that. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty easy these days to steal bits like on TikTok. You know, you hear someone do it. And this guy said something last night, and I thought it was so funny. He said, going to Panera Bread is like eating hospital food in a Norwegian minimum security prison.
Ooh, you know who's going to fight you on that one?
Who's that?
Andrew.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought that was so funny. I thought that was really like... He nailed it.
I'm quite fond of hospital food. I've had a lot of really great hospital meals.
I thought he was going to defend Breadco, and he's defending the hospital food.
He always eats Breadco.
And Breadco, too. I love Breadco, too.
But, you know, they probably do have pretty good food in the place he's describing.
Yeah, good point, Wheels.
In the Norwegian minimum security prison?
Yeah.
Have you seen any of those shows? Like, there's a show called, like, The World's Toughest Prisons. And this guy who used to be, who was accused of murder, was eventually acquitted, but he did time in jail, and he's the host, British guy. And he goes to these prisons, and the ones in, like, Norway and Iceland, man, it's just apartments. They
just living their life.
They cook their own food, they've got all this stuff, and, like, they're treated like normal human beings, even the violent ones.
Squeak.
It's wild. Tell me about it.
I do want to defend Panera for 1 second, though. Their problem used to be that they were very expensive, but they have gone to great length lately to try and fix that. They have, cheap... kind of, you know, half a sandwich and a cup of soup or whatever. It's a great deal. Delicious.
Yeah,
I ate it every day when I was
there.
The
last time I looked at Panera has been probably a year online.
Oh.
And it hit my gag reflex.
Really?
I'm like, can't do it.
What is it about it? Because I'm a fan. I like...
It was the price.
Oh, yeah. Man. Oh,
it was going to be like $30 just for me to have a sandwich and soup. So
what? Which is...
Yeah. Are you getting the filet mignon sandwich?
Of course.
Well, I mean, what else is he going to eat?
I don't know if they still have it. For a while, they had this great like meal deal where it's like for four people, and it's like two soups and sandwiches and cookies and all kinds of crap, and it was awesome. It was like $45.
We do some throwback, Rach?
Yeah, Throwback Thursday. Back in the day on March 13th, 244 years ago in 1781, William Herschel discovered Uranus, the seventh planet from the sun, the first planet to be discovered with the aid of a telescope. Kind of cool. 173 years ago in 1852, Uncle Sam was first featured as a cartoon character in a magazine.
Who was?
Uncle Sam.
Oh, I'm still trying to get over not making a Uranus joke. So,
yeah, I'm surprised.
Same.
Yeah.
Same. We all tamped
that down.
How many
times have you guys driven by all what is it called? The Uranus Fudge Shop?
Yes.
There's like two of them, and they're on the science highways everywhere, in Illinois.
I had them on
55.
The show really early on in my career. And I didn't get that they got the joke.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They definitely play it up on the billboards.
Right. And I was like, and the guy's like, that's right. Come get your fudge and Uranus. I'm like,
I mean, that is actually a brilliant marketing strategy.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you go that route? You're going to get attention left and right.
Yeah.
56 years ago in 1969, the Disney classic The Love Bug was released.
I've
never seen this film, but I see it pop up on Disney.
I think you're
Plus.
Fine.
Saw that one at the drive-thru when I was a kid.
Drive-thru?
Really?
Yeah.
Did you drive in?
The drive-thru. The drive-in. Yeah, we drove through.
You really were rich.
We drove through the movie. We didn't stay. No, we drove it. Yeah, the drive-in.
33 years ago in 1992, My Cousin Vinny was released.
Man, that's a long time.
Love it. Wow.
19 years ago in 2006, Black Sabbath was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame along with Lynyrd Skynyrd, Blondie, Miles Davis, and the Sex Pistols. The Sex Pistols actually declined the honor but were inducted anyway.
Hmm.
I did not know this.
That's quite a class.
And 14 years ago in 2011, the song Mean by Taylor Swift was released. Everybody
I got nothing.
Favorite
yeah,
song.
I don't even know that one.
I don't know that one either.
Does she just go, you're mean?
She's like, someday I'll be living in a big old city.
Well, I see why she's a billionaire.
Yeah, well, you know.
She is mean. One more. 5 years ago in 2020, President Trump declared the coronavirus pandemic a national emergency. 5 years ago.
Hate.
Oh, let's do one more. I lied. 3 years ago in 2022, Tom Brady unretired from the NFL just 6 weeks after announcing his retirement. He played one more season with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers before retiring for good.
He spent enough time kissing his kids on the lips.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Heard you crying loud. 438 DJ Asun KMOX. Wheels, what's going on in the world of sports?
Well, let's see, obviously, other than the Billikens advancing, we're just, you know, the move we haven't talked about yet today is the Cardinals actually signed a major league free agent today.
Get out!
They brought in a reliever named Phil Maton, who is an established 32-year-old. He's not 32 yet, but he'll turn 32 like in April. But a 32-year-old reliever who's been a solid, consistent reliever in the big leagues now for 5, 6, 7 years. He pitches a lot. He's a guy that goes 65, 70 games a year. Very durable. So they added a known commodity to the bullpen, which is going to mean one unknown commodity is not going to get a look early. Mm-hmm. They'll end up going to Memphis, and it could shake things out that way. But that was the news today, and we talked quite a bit about it on the Gas House Gang just because he's a guy that fits in late in the game, right? He's not a guy that you'd want to – he's not a middle reliever. Like he can fit in as a setup guy, you know, somewhere in that 6th, 7th, 8th
inning. So what's the bullpen look like?
So Helsley's going to close, and then after that, your key right-handers would be Fernandez and now Maton, who basically is taking the Kittredge role. Like, that's pretty much what he's going to end up being.
I was sad to see him go.
Yeah, well, it's a good thing they let him go because he just hurt his knee and he's out for several months.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, so they got lucky on that one. If they had brought him back, they'd be dealing with a guy with coming off knee surgery now.
Hard to believe he hurt his knee. I've never seen a guy with a simpler, smaller wind up.
Yeah, I don't know exactly how he did it. I don't know if he did it in a workout or if he did it off the field or whatever, but this is basically the role that Maton will play. So you're going to have the lefties, John King and Jojo Romero. We still don't know for sure whether Libertor is going to start or relieve, but it sounded today, based on what Mo said, that Libertor's probably going towards the bullpen.
Hmm.
And then that leads two spots in the bullpen for guys like Riley O'Brien, Kyle Leahy. I mean, these are not big household names, but these are the guys that are there competing for the spot. Rodery Munoz is another one, a hard thrower that's new to the team this year, but he's probably going to go to Memphis. So it definitely simplifies what you're looking at. So instead of having three openings, now you have two. And I would bet that O'Brien is going to have one of them for sure if he's not hurt. So okay. Basically, it's down to like one spot for Leahy, Roycroft, guys like that. And they, by the way, they also optioned Graceffo to AAA today, so he will not be with the team on opening day.
Okay. So, Rachel and Andrew, I see that you both have the same issue on the Google Doc, and I think you're on opposite sides of people being asked to move seats on an airplane.
Oh, I didn't know Andrew wrote about that as well.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't see... I see a lot of people, including my friend Rachel, like, yeah, good for her. Never move your seat. Or, yeah, and I just... I'm
That's
not
what
a flyer.
Rachel's always saying.
I'm not a. Well, it's. It's what you wrote on the sheet. I'm not a flyer. I've flown like once. I guess it's entirely possible. I don't get it. But who cares? Move your seat. Who cares? Whatever.
Well, if that's your philosophy, then why ask someone to move in the first place? Like, just sit in your seat.
Well, I'm not asking somebody to move their
seat.
But I'm saying, like, if I get asked, hey, can you move seats so my, you know, partner and I, or my, you know, mom and I, or whatever, can sit together. It's like, yeah, okay, fine, whatever.
What if you're sitting next to Megan?
Well, then no. Then I'm like, well, unfortunately, I won't be sitting next to my partner, which I prefer to do. Or like, so then it's fine.
What if you paid for a window seat and they want you to move out of the window seat and go sit in a middle seat somewhere?
I guess for that, it would depend on how long the flight is. If it's like a 3-hour flight, then I don't care. If it's an overnight flight to Japan or whatever that's 20 hours, then maybe I would feel differently about it.
Yeah, I just think that you have the opportunity to select your seat before the flight. Everyone has the same opportunity to do this. Everyone is on an even playing field. I don't get the people, especially people with kids, who make it everyone else's problem that they didn't do the right thing or they didn't budget in what was right for their family and take the necessary steps to all sit together. I don't get why that then falls on other people. And if you want to ask, that's fine, but don't be upset when people say no. People went out of their way to pick that seat, to pay for that seat. They've been counting on that seat. And I think it's ridiculous that the airline will like back up the people asking for a move and be like, yeah, I mean, would you move so they can sit with their partner? No.
Yeah, don't make it weird.
Yeah, you're making it weird. The reason I put it on the sheet today was because there was a Brazilian woman who went viral last year because there was a crying child sitting. Okay, let me back up. There was a child sitting in her seat whenever she got on the plane and she's like, hey, that's my seat. It's a window seat. And when she got in the seat, the toddler just keeps crying because the toddler wanted to sit at the window. And she's like, no, I want to sit at the window. Like, and I'm not a window seat person, but I know people who are. And it's a big deal for them to be at the seat that they paid for. She's now suing the airline and the person who filmed her because she was being filmed by someone completely outside of the situation. Wasn't the toddler's parent or anything like that. Just someone who thought she should have moved, and she was filmed by them and like harassed by them and went viral. She said she was, this might be overreacting, but she like didn't want to leave her house at the height of the viral fame, the, you know, not good fame, because people were mad because she wouldn't move. And she was like, no, it's my seat. I shouldn't have to do it. Don't act like I'm a villain for not wanting to move. And I'd say good for her for suing the airline and suing the person who sued her. I think it's ridiculous.
Now, this I did not know. I did not know you chose seat. Last time I flew, which was, I mean, almost a decade ago, but last time I flew, we did not choose seats. It was like first come, first serve, sit wherever you can when you get on the plane.
And it's different when, I mean, if you do like Southwest or something, if you don't pay for early bird check-in, you pretty much just pick the open seat.
Yeah.
But if you,
if you're there first, you're still choosing your seat.
Sure. Yeah, exactly.
Well, sure. Yeah.
But many other airlines, you're able to choose exactly where you want to go.
And assigned seating, I do feel a little bit differently about, because assigned seating, as you stated, you can choose your own. I mean, you should make the arrangements to sit where you want to sit before you get on. I mean, it'd be no different than at like a movie theater or whatever.
Yeah, it's exactly like that.
You're picking where you sit, so arrange it ahead of time.
So if it's an equivalent seat to what you have, in other words, you wanted an aisle and somebody's asking you to go to another aisle, is that a fair request?
I think that's fair.
If you have a window and they ask you for a window, that's a fair request.
Yeah.
But if they're like, yeah, you have an aisle, but I'm offering you a middle. Do you want to say yes to that? Because some people don't want to do that. Mm-hmm. Some people pick the aisle or the window for very specific reasons for comfort.
Yeah.
And the middle, you just don't know what you're getting.
Right.
You just have no idea.
I'm just standing over here really mad at a toddler I've never met.
Yeah, I'm not mad at the toddler. I'm mad at the person who filmed, who was not even the toddler's parent. It was just someone who was like, oh, you should have
moved. The toddler's parent handled things appropriately. Like, if I had Nick or Phoebe 3 years old and they were doing that, I would handle it. I would not expect anyone else to handle it. I wouldn't expect the flight attendant or the captain or the person whose seat that they want to handle it. And if they offered, hey, why don't you just let your kid said here, it's fine. I might accept it graciously, but I would never expect someone to change their situation because my toddler's being a toddler.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Great point.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games. or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.